Welcome back. Today we're going to give a jungle or drum and bass kick that restyle weight without turning the low end into a blurry, stereo mess. And we're doing it in Ableton Live 12, mostly stock, using parallel layers, mid-side style width control, and the big one for this lesson, automation, so your kick actually feels arranged over 16 to 64 bars. Here's the core idea to keep in your head the whole time. The kick needs to feel wide enough to sound big, but mono enough to hit hard. Wide perception, not wide sob. All right, let's build it step by step. First, prep. Start with a kick that makes sense for rolling jungle or DNB. Not a huge boomy 808 unless that's the vibe. And ideally nothing with weird stereo already baked in. Create a new MIDI track. Drag your kick sample onto it so it loads into Simpler. In Simpler, set it to one shot, turn warp off, and adjust the gain so you're peaking somewhere around -12 to -6 dB. That headroom is going to save you later, because we're stacking layers. Now we're going to turn this into a three-lane kick group, like a mini pro drum bus setup. Duplicate that track twice, so you have three identical kick tracks. Select all three and group them. Name them Kick Core, Kick Weight Reese, and Kick TOP. Quick explanation. Core is your punch and your This Works Everywhere mono kick. Weight is the stereo halo, the low-mid bloom that reads as size, especially on headphones, without stealing the real punch. TOP is the click and attack that helps the kick speak through busy breaks and bass. Let's start with Kick Core. On Kick Core, drop an EQ 8 first. High pass it around 25 to 30 HC, 24 dB per octave. That's just cleanup. If the kick feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 HC, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's honky, you can lightly dip around 700 to 1.2K. Keep it gentle. You're not trying to redesign the kick. Just make it sit. Next, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%. Boom off for now, or only a tiny amount if you already know what you're doing. Then push transients up, something like +5 to +20, until the kick has a clearer punch. Then add utility, and set width to 0%. Hard mono lock. This is important. This core lane is your club translation. This lane is your if everything else fails. This still hits lane. Set gain so core is the main level and feels like a real kick by itself. Now kick TOP. On kick top, we're mostly extracting click. Add EQ 8 and high pass it aggressively, somewhere around 1.5 to 3kHz. Use a steep slope, 24 or even 48 dB per octave. Optionally, add a small presence boost around 4 to 8kHz, like +2 dB with a wide Q, just to help it speak. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and pull the output down so you're not just getting louder. Then add utility and keep width at 0% again. Centered click translates better, and it won't make your stereo image feel weird. Mixing note, bring TOP in very quietly. You almost want it to be invisible. The test is, when you mute it, you miss it. If you can clearly hear it as a separate layer, it's too loud. Now the fun one. Kick weight Reese. This lane is not sub. Say it with me. Not sub. This is low mid bloom, stereo movement, and controlled grit. First, EQ 8. High pass between 70 and 110 HE. Choose the cutoff based on the kick and the track, but the point is simple. Keep the true low end owned by core. Then low pass between 250 and 600 HC. We're aiming for thickness, not mud. If it gets cloudy, do a small dip around 180 to 250. Next, add your grit and resish motion. If you have roar in Live 12, drop roar on this lane. Start from a gentle preset, something like a warm drive. Keep the drive low to medium. You want texture, not obliteration. And keep the tone focused in the low mids. If you brighten this layer too much, it starts competing with TOP and smearing your transient. If you don't want roar, you can do saturator with 2 to 8 dB of drive, and then auto-filter in band pass mode around 150 to 300 HC with a moderate Q. That's a classic way to turn plain kick copy into moving bloom. Now we widen it, but carefully. Add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 HE, amount around 10 to 25%, width up around 120 to 200%, and mix around 15 to 35%. Keep the mix modest. Chorus is one of those things that sounds amazing solo and messy in the full track, so we stay disciplined. Then add utility. Start width around 140%. If your utility has bass mono, turn it on and set it around 120 HC. That helps keep the bottom solid. If you don't have bass mono, that's fine. Just make sure your weight EQ high pass is doing its job. At this point, You should have a kick that feels big when weight is on, but the kick still punches when you check mono. Before we automate anything, let's glue the group. On the kick group, add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Pull the threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hits. The goal is cohesion, not flattening. If you're crushing 5 dB or more, in fast DNB it can kill the bounce. Optionally, a limiter on the group if peaks are wild. Ceiling at minus 1. Ideally it barely touches. Now we move into the main skill for today. Automation that makes the kick feel arranged. We're going to automate the weight lane's utility width, and optionally also weight volume or the chorus mix. Width and level are the safest automation lanes for beginners because they're forgiving. You can go wild with distortion drive automation later, but right now we're trying to make this sound like a producer, not like a plugin demo. Go to the kick weight track, find utility, click on width so it's the selected parameter. Press it to show automation lanes. Choose track automation for utility width. Now let's draw an arrangement friendly plan. In the intro, bars 1 through 17, keep it tighter. Set width somewhere around 0 to 60%. This doesn't mean your kick is small. It means you're saving that open feeling for the drop. At the drop, bars 17 through 49, open it up. Set width around 120 to 160%. That's your big speaker moment. You're the room just got wider moment. Then add micro variation every 8 bars. Here's a super practical move that sounds way more pro than it should. On the last bar before a phrase change, ramp the width down quickly, for example from 160% down to 80%, and then snap it back to wide right on the next phrase start. It creates the subtle suck in and release. You feel it more than you hear it, and that's exactly what you want. For the breakdown, pull it back again, something like 40 to 100%, and often you'll lower the level too. The breakdown is contrast. If the breakdown is still huge and wide, the next drop has nowhere to go. For drop 2, you can push slightly further than drop 1, maybe 140 to 180% width, or keep width similar but automate a little more chorus mix for just the transitions. Think of width as your long-form movement, and chorus mix as a short lift button. Now, also consider automating the weight level. On kick weight, automate track volume down by 1 to 3 dB when the bass gets busiest. Then bring it up when the arrangement is sparser. This is huge for drum and bass, because the kick and bass are always negotiating space. Your weight layer is basically a negotiator. Next, we're going to keep the punch clean with sidechain, but not on the whole kick, only on the weight lane. This is a secret weapon, because it lets the bloom happen after the transient. On kick weight, add compressor. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to kick core. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Pull the threshold until you're seeing around 2 to 6 dB reduction on each kick hit. Listen for the feeling. The kick hits, then the weight hugs it right after. That's the bloom after the punch effect. And it's super DNB friendly. Now let's talk arrangement quickly, because the automation only makes sense if it's tied to musical landmarks. A simple 64-bar plan. Intro from 1 to 17. Dropper from 17 to 33. Drop a variation from 33 to 49, break from 49 to 57, then drop B from 57 to 65. And here's the realism tip. In drum and bass, the kick rarely stays identical for 64 bars. But you don't have to swap samples constantly. Your automation is the evolution. Width dips, level dips, subtle resets at phrase boundaries. That producer polish. Let me give you a few coach-style checks while you work. Number 1. Think stereo perception. Not stereo bass. If your weight lane is contributing anything sub-B, you're going to weaken the kick in mono and in clubs. Number 2. Level discipline. Core is the reference and usually the loudest. T though P is almost invisible. Weight is something you notice more in the full mix than when it's soloed. If you solo weight and it sounds amazing, that's not the goal. It's a support layer. Number 3. Use meters so you're not guessing. Put spectrum on the kick group. Watch that 150 to 300 Hz area. That's where bigness can turn into cardboard fast. If that area spice too hard, back off weight level, narrow it, or adjust the EQ band, and do a quick mono test. Temporarily put utility on the master and set width to 0. If your kick suddenly feels hollow, your weight lane is doing too much of the important body. The core should still carry the kick. Alright, quick mini exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Build the three-layer kick group exactly like we did. Program a simple pattern. Kick on beat 1 and then after 2, that classic DNB push. Then automate weight utility width so the intro is tight for 16 bars and the drop is wide for 32 bars. Add 1/8 bar variation, where the last bar dips width and dips weight volume by about 2 dB, then snaps back. Export two quick loops. One with automation, one with static width. Compare them back to back. The automated one should feel like it's moving forward, even if the MIDI is identical. Before we wrap up, common mistakes to avoid. Don't widen the sub. Anything below about 80 to 120 Hz should basically live in mono land. Don't overdo chorus mix, because it gets messy fast. Don't let every layer be loud, or your kick group clips and the kick paradoxically feels flatter. And don't automate width randomly. Tie it to 8 and 16 bar phrases, with simple ramps, dips, and resets. Recap. Keep kick core mono for impact. Create a stereo weight layer focused roughly in the 100 to 400 Hz zone, with gentle saturation and controlled motion. Use automation on weight width, and sometimes weight level, to make sections feel bigger or smaller across the arrangement. Sidechain weight to core so the kick stays punchy and the Reese bloom sits behind it. If you tell me your tempo and whether your bass is a wide Reese, a foghorn, or more of a sump plus mid combo, I can suggest a safe high pass and low pass range for the weight lane, and a width ceiling that won't fight your bass image.